we got a great event coming up. An organization we highlight a few times a year because they do the work. They have a fundraiser raising awareness to end sex trafficking. And when I say they do the work, they do the work. This is their job. In the studio, I have Margie Gill and Alton Gill. Sorry about that. Alton Gill, executive director. Margie's executive director for Tabitha's House. And Alton is the community relations director. How are you guys?
We're doing well. How are you?
Good. Good to see you both.
Yes.
We got something big happening. Before we get into that, for those who may not know, tell the audience what it is Tabitha's House does.
Tabitha's House is a nonprofit organization that provides services and resources to survivors of human trafficking. And a lot of people are really unsure about what human trafficking is. So human trafficking is the, you know, by way of exploiting a person for goods, services, or some type of exchange. And it could be exchanged for labor or sex. They've been made false promises, they have been lied to, they've been coerced, they've been forced into this life of crime, a life of prostitution, labor, trafficking. I mean, it is such a plague from all walks of life. It used to be where people would consider those involved as prostitutes, but people don't know the backstories of the people involved. So we are, you know, we exist. We have a community resource center that's located off of Flatshows Parkway in Decatur. And we also have a residential facility that we house the young ladies who have escaped the life.
If a person needs help, what process would they go through to connect with you?
All they have to do is call us. And we'll walk them through. We'll hold their hand. Our number is 678-804-8823. And they could either speak with Alton or me, and we'll walk them through the process, whether they would like to be reunified with family in an environment that's safe and healthy, because sometimes the exploiter is a family member.
Mm-hmm.
So we take them through an extensive intake process where we gather enough information and details to make sure their placement is secure. And if they are a fit for the residential facility that we have, then we will provide the residential services.
Alton, I've done a lot of these interviews over the years. Rarely do I see men. You are a man, and you are the community relations director. And you are the husband.
Yes.
Why is this space so important for you to be involved in personally?
Well, first and foremost is with my wife being involved and the severity and the lives that are affected, I want to make sure that I support her.
Mm-hmm.
And so by supporting her and being exposed to the victimization and what we've seen, it has just touched me that I need to do something. You know, as a father, I have children, and this is not only for young ladies or women, it's boys also. So knowing that as a human being, as someone who knows right from wrong and seeing the injustices that are out there that's being done to these people, as a person, I could not just see it and act like it doesn't exist.
Sure.
Even though you know, it came close to my home, but at the same time, you know, like many people, you have the choice to see it, but act like you don't see it. But for me, I want to make sure that I do my part to help as best as I can.
I met both of you a few years ago,
mm-hmm.
and we were being honored. I think it was Saving Our Children and Families.
Yes.
SOCAF. Mm-hmm. That organization does similar work.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought you guys on the show because I could see the authenticity. Where does that come from? Ms. Gill, Mrs. Gill?
It comes from having a genuine concern and love for people. We find ourselves in settings and in situations where we are often like the only voice that's helping to advocate or to model how to advocate for self. We don't ever try to replace someone's voice. We help strengthen their voice by being that support, by advocating for the services and the goods that they need. So it's that authentic regard that we have for people.
We're going to talk a little bit about the people you serve on the other side of the break, and then get into how listeners can be helpful this week. Ramona DeBro, our very own Ramona DeBro, will be an MC for this event on Friday. I will be honored. I think I'm getting an award.
Yes, you will.
And I thank you for that. I'm totally undeserving, but I thank you.
You are more than deserving. You do a lot.
We're going to talk about how you can help on the other side. 404-892-2703 if you got a question for them. If you need to hit them up directly, if you or someone you know is in need of help, let's give out that number again.
It's 678-804-8823.
678-804-8823. News and Talk 1380 WAOK. I have in the studio Margie Gill. Alton had to take a call. It looks like the phone was ringing off the hook, and you guys are responsive to people. Who do you serve?
We serve everybody. Initially, the organization was founded to provide services to children between the ages of 11 and 14. But when we started, we received just as many calls from adults who wanted to escape the life and didn't know how. They didn't know what services were available, what resources were there. So we extended the Community Resource Center to all ages.
When you say all ages, give me the range.
The range goes from, I would say, age 10 currently to probably mid-40s right now. We provide services to that population. And here again, just as Alton said, it's not just specific for those who identify as a girl or a woman. We have provided services to people who are transgender. We provide services to boys, men, people who identify as LGBTQ. So we provide services to everybody.
Have you heard or found some stories that just really stick out to you?
Yes, we have. We've had stories of people who were trafficked by family members to support drug habits.
You brought a young lady on my show one day.
Yes, I did.
And this interview, it was really a tough interview for me because I felt like crying the entire time. And this woman talked from a place of strength about how her mother trafficked her.
Yes.
Unimaginable. Unimaginable. I talk about my history, and one of the most devastating things that ever happened in my life was when my mother gave me away. But I could not imagine going through what that woman went through. I know this doesn't sound politically correct, but it's almost as if you would have rather her mother just gave her away than to have her go through that. Highlight some of that story for the audience for me.
Well, specific for that story, you know, she was trafficked at the age of 5. And she actually has a book that's coming out that will capture all of these experiences that she had from as early as the age of 4 when she could remember. But she remembered that her mom would have all of these men over on Friday nights, and she would prepare food for the men, and when they would finish eating, they would go in and they'd do what they want to with her 5-year-old daughter.
Five-year-old daughter.
So
we're talking about bona fide pedophiles.
Yes.
Bona fide.
Yes, and the mother knew it. And the other men who were there, they knew what everybody was there for.
All of the men did not participate, but they understood what was going on.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
The mother received what, money?
Yes, money.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so this is one of many stories that we hear. We hear of siblings trafficking siblings, peers trafficking peers. One of the most horrific stories that I had ever heard was when one of the survivors recalled an experience of priming her sibling. And what that means is she thought, because she was traumatized.
Okay.
And what people got to understand with trauma, when trauma impacts the brain, it impacts development. So she thought she was doing something good to protect her younger sibling by priming the sibling, and she would use vegetables like carrots. She described it. She told me she used carrots. She used, she would go up to different sizes of cucumbers.
And in her mind, she's thinking she's helping her.
Yes.
Wow.
But this is where the unbelievable part comes in. One sibling was like 10. The younger sibling was only 2.
Oh, my God.
Because she was that young, she said, when it started happening to her. She said she remembers, you know, fingers and then more fingers. And then it went to other things.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You're doing the work of God, both of you. I don't see how you do it. I thank God that it's you doing it, because you are anointed to do exactly what you do.
Thank you.
Let me ask Alton, because this is man to man. Do you feel like finding somebody and doing something to them sometimes?
You know, if I was to say no, I'll be lying.
Yeah.
Because it's, as a human being, you know, nobody's perfect, but it's just certain things that it's like, it's just unthinkable. Like, as a man, and again, Rashad, the biggest issue is that the misconception that people have about trafficking, they always think it's maybe the people who don't have or the communities that are lacking resources. But the supporters of this industry are your middle upper class people.
Yep.
It's not the poor
not
people.
Not poor folk.
Mm-mm.
You know, poor people don't have $100 to spend.
That's right.
For an hour.
Yeah.
It's the middle upper class. So it's the guy who has the perfect family in the suburbs, wife and kids, probably the same age kids that he's out there being intimate with. So it's like, how can you, as a man, how could you?
Yeah.
You know?
Do you guys, in your advocacy and support of these individuals, do you at any time encourage law enforcement intervention?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
We work closely with law enforcement. Even when we do the escape services,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes they don't, the people we're assisting, they don't want law enforcement involved.
That's like an extraction, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. When we go in and we actually remove them from wherever they are, but we ensure their safety. And that's another thing for us. It is a very risky type job. Because when they call us, it could be 2 o'clock in the morning and we're going.
Yeah,
you know, and we will get law enforcement involved, but we can't guarantee that sometimes they'll show up, believe it or not.
Sometimes they will not show up?
Yeah.
Call for help, and when you get there,
and
they just change their mind?
They don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. We're doing something Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Explain what's happening Friday.
Well, on Friday, we have An Evening with Elegance. It's a benefit gala to raise awareness and funds to end sex trafficking. It's a formal attire event that'll be held at the Grand Hyatt in Buckhead, and tickets cost $100 a person. We will sell tickets at the door, but at the door there are 125 and seats are limited. So I really, really encourage everybody to go out, get their tickets now, so that when 7 o'clock on Friday rolls around, that's the starting time of the event, you already situated and you're coming in to enjoy the evening. We'll have a silent auction. We will have an awards banquet. And at that banquet, you will be honored. You will be, because you do so much for the community. And you use your platform and your voice to help others through media, through broadcasting, through a going back to that genuine support and concern for people. And we want to honor all of the movers and shakers who are doing things to increase awareness for sex trafficking.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And you guys are doing the work of God. As I said, I'm always here for you.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you.
All you got to do is call or text me. Bro, you know, all you got to do is text me and I'm there. And I mean
Thank
that.
You.
I'm
we
just thankful that it's people like you doing the work.
Thank you.
They can go online and get a ticket now.
Yes. And our website is www.tabithashouseint.org. And that is TABITHASHOUSEINT, as in Tom, .org.
There it is. I will see you both Friday.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Looking forward to it.
Yes. Realest Man on Radio.